Getting to StockFix this evening, gents. Joseph, you're going for Assor. Why?
Certainly, I think if you look in terms of what has happened in the last 2 weeks, iron price up about 10%, on Friday 3%. So the price has been depressed.
It's been all over the place though this year. I mean, up and down again.
Also, it's like down 23% for the year. Hmm. So it's massive. You saw today, obviously, a little bit of response, 7% up. So I think the earnings have remained kind of high compared to the price, so they have to converge at some stage. So I think the price will respond to the earnings that have remained impressive or good for that. So we're looking at the price possibly moving to about 284, if not just above 300.
Okay, cool. And then Adricus, it's a US company whose name, the pronunciation escapes me entirely. Maserich.
Yeah, it's a silent CH. Silent G. Maserich. And it's listed in New York. It's one of the bigger mall REITs in the US. It's yielding almost 10% at the moment. So those have been decimated, all of them, including the high-quality Simon Property Group, which I think these days are yielding about 6.5%, which is much higher than they did a few years ago. And that's all about e-commerce, taking away business from traditional retailers and those going belly up. You've got Sears bankruptcy, etc. There's a few, actually. Some of them that's actually managed a turnaround that's doing well at the moment, some of the traditional retailers. But these A-rated malls, they own prime property in most of the big cities in the U.S.
Properties, just not little strip malls and tumbleweeds strewn towns.
These are A-rated malls. I think Maastricht has got one of the highest quality portfolios globally. And they are slowly converting some of those as the makeup of the tenants change. And that they're managing that quite well. I think investors are overly concerned about the damage that e-commerce has done. And they forget that those properties are still properties that are worth something. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what is built on that site. It does cost something, however, and it does take time to convert that into something tangible.
Yeah. Okay. Two interesting propositions for investors. Joseph Drickus, thanks very much for joining us this evening. Drickus Combrink is from Capicraft. Joseph Busher is from Jane Busher Investments. And we'll be back with Stockwatch tomorrow night at 7:30. Have a good evening.